Tonight, I hope that you and yours are doing well. We have a lot of things to talk about during this hour of the show, including some freaky, freaky weather. But first, here's Chuck Hagel on whether or not those missiles can reach us.
I don't believe that neither of those countries has that capacity right now. Now, does that mean that they won't have it, or they can't have it, or they're not working on it? No.
All right. They have nukes, but the question is the reach. How far can they reach? And Hagel saying no. By all the intelligence reports and gathering and everything else that they can scrape together, the Pentagon, it's a game of inches or more. But really, there is enough distance. Most would end up in, you know, in Japan. If there's a place that they could hit, obviously, landmass, Japan, parts of Asia, obviously. But the United States just a little out of reach. However, an unclassified Pentagon report that hasn't been released does say that North Korea can arm missiles with the nuclear warhead. So that is a pretty big deal. And I think the news of that has some people who were doubters kind of more than a little shook up. So you had the Joint Chiefs Chairman, General Martin Dempsey, who was testifying on Thursday before the House Armed Services Committee on the Defense Department's budget, you know, 2014 budget, because remember, that's what they're looking at now. And he was asked about North Korea and what he thought was happening with Kim Jong-un and the reach of missiles, and Chuck Hagel's obviously gone through the same thing, because that's what everybody wants to know. Can they reach us? Can it reach? How serious do you take the threats and what's happening there? And, of course, anybody who's in that gray area, I mean, how many countries do we really want to have nuclear capabilities? You know, it's interesting that we've had this discussion on America Tonight with lots of different people. But it's something that we don't think about in a way, right? You know, it's what we used to watch in the movies, or what they thought about in the 80s. Margaret Thatcher dies. What do you think about the Cold War, the potential for a nuclear disaster, trying to avert that from happening? And now it's terrorism, 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 which, of course, could involve nukes. But that's never really talked about it. You roll back to the 50s, and it was the duck and cover thing. And we've talked about that on this show, where somebody who grew up then, that was practice. It was practice. What do you do in the case of a nuclear attack? Which is kind of interesting when you think of what that would be like. Somebody's at school and they're ducking and covering. I mean, you know, which would you rather have? Honestly, a nuke hits. Do you want to be right there at ground zero for it, or do you want to be like those people we saw in Japan, Nagasaki, the remnants of that, and Hiroshima? Just awful when you read the stories of the radiation and what happened to those people and the massive suffering. So I think you take nuclear capabilities seriously, but we get lulled into thinking of other things and other ways of being attacked. That's why North Korea, to me, is interesting and something to pay attention to. It's not, oh, yeah, so it's North Korea, you know, we're the United States, and it's not about North Korea. I mean, we could look at so many other worrisome areas, including Iran, much more than North Korea. But I think you can't take it lightly. You can't just diss it away like, no big deal, because you just really have no idea the capability. And then I think of that movie that I just saw about the White House. I can't think of the name, but Mount Olympus has fallen. And it speaks to this whole thing about a visit from the South Korean president, but really it's somebody trying to take over the White House and nukes and everything else. It's like a written script here. So, yes, it's just a Hollywoodized thing, but it is something to keep on the radar, for sure. Speaking of keeping everything on the radar, the big deal out of Washington is vote, vote, vote. What is happening with guns? The president has made this his main mission, traveling to a lot of different places to talk about guns and tell people, telling people to put pressure on their Congress people to push for the passage of some legislation so that the situation in Newtown wouldn't be so easy the next time around if somebody tried to do the same thing that Adam Lanza done. And, you know, the vice president has been the person who was dispatched initially to go talk to people to try to bring a consensus together. And the president is arguing that the National Rifle Association had a role in driving up paranoia by spreading what he's calling disinformation about proposals to combat gun violence, and said a large number of people own guns for the, you know, simply for the feel of a firearm in their hands. So the Senate voted Thursday to move forward with the gun legislation. But you look at the polls, and a lot of the polls are supporting expanded background checks. And the public is the public way ahead of the politicians, or vice versa? Or does Biden have any real sway in this and have the pulse of what's really happening? I think most people, I want to know where they're taking the polls. Most people are very worried about the guns being taken away. There's just that theory because of the things that are being said, the way they come out, whether it's, you know, Cuomo in New York or Dianne Feinstein, Senator Feinstein in San Francisco. I think most people, if you take a poll, they're concerned about losing the right more than anything, letting it slip away. So would increased background checks do anything to hurt that? Coming up in this hour of America Tonight, we're going to talk about the upcoming elections in Venezuela and talk about some place to be concerned about. Venezuela certainly is one of them, especially because of the Venezuelan ties to Iran and how deep that goes. You want to talk about an ally of somebody that can protect you. And then oil. Oil is certainly part of the agenda, too, with Venezuela. And you'll like the guest because we talk about the fact that we've got this election on Sunday. And Hugo Chavez, why is it that so many Americans just worship Chavez and thought he was the greatest guy on the face of the earth? But Dr. Vanessa Newman, who grew up in Venezuela and can't go back there, she probably would never return, talks about really how threatening Chavez was and his regime did, and what the danger is of getting the wrong person in place. That's next here on America Tonight.
Prepared against possible food shortages and economic collapse is not complicated. Just remember two words: disaster stuff. Add.com after those two words and you've got just one site for all your preparedness needs. Disasterstuff.com prepares your family against food shortages with Linden Farms freeze-dried foods in buckets or Gourmet Reserves freeze-dried food in number 10 cans, both with free shipping. Purify and rid your water of contaminants with a Big Berkey or other Berkey system and get free shipping, plus a water level spigot or fluoride filter at cost. And protect your radios and other electronics from EMPs with our EMP Faraday bags, starting at just $5.90. When the food shortages and economic instability happens, be ready with all your stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Just remember two words: DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Hi, this is Gary Cooper with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Don't be surprised when the global elite confiscates money from your bank account one day. They have already very clearly telling you that they're going to do it. With what just happened in Cyprus serving as a blueprint for future bank bailouts, if you are concerned about keeping your money, why not consider storing your wealth in gold and silver? Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130. Together we'll discuss your options of buying gold and silver. Again, the global elite have plans for your money, and it doesn't include you. So call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130, and I will send you a booklet with 10 reasons why gold and silver could be right for you. Again, don't get caught with money in your account when the next bank bailout hits. Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130.
Virtually anyone could be tracking you right now through your cell phone. The fact is, anyone can track your calls, your texts, emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal.
That's the new warning from the American Civil Liberties Union. It's just released the results of an investigation that found law enforcement agencies across the country track personal cell phones on a regular basis as a form of surveillance.
That's why you need Block It Pocket. Block It Pocket is a standard or custom designed cloth pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for any mobile device. With Block It Pocket, all incoming and outgoing signals are blocked, including harmful radiation, and your device cannot be hacked or tracked by anyone. Handmade in the USA, Block It Pocket costs less than $30 and ships free to the lower 48. Call 888-315-9618 or click Block It Pocket, spelled BlockItPocket.com. Block It Pocket, enhancing health and privacy.
Welcome back to America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney, coast to coast and everywhere in between and outside the boundaries too. I've talked about Venezuela and some of the time that I spent in Caracas. Very pleased to be joined by Dr. Vanessa Newman, who is a senior fellow at the Foreign Policy Research Institute in both their program on national security and, of course, their Center for the Study of Terrorism. Dr. Newman, thanks for coming on America Tonight.
Thank you so much for having me on.
I also
it's a pleasure
to
be on.
I also want to say you're a spokesperson for Free Venezuela. Let me ask you this before we dive into this. Where did you grow up?
Well, in between Caracas and New York. I was born in Caracas, and at the age of 10, I started studying in the United States, but I always kept my ties back to Venezuela, and I'd spent all my holidays there up until the last couple of years when it was deemed that it was too dangerous for me to go back because of my criticism of the Chavez government and my writing about their involvement in drugs and terrorism.
Yeah. You know, it's interesting. I had a friend that lived in Venezuela for a while and was telling me similar things, and yet you had to be, when you'd see things like Sean Penn and other movie stars and other people talking about how great Hugo Chavez is, was that infuriating to you after you knew what was really happening?
It's absolutely infuriating. It's absolutely infuriating. And by the way, I find it sort of somewhat arrogant. I mean, how dare they come down? It is really treating Venezuela like it's, like it's some poor stepchild or something like, oh, no, you're all wrong. I'm going to tell you how your politics should run. And they get very angry if you say, look, this is really what's going on. There's a tremendous criminality, the support of terrorism, terrible repression, pro-democracy protesters have been shot and killed on the orders of the government, routinely. And there's Sean Penn thinking, you know, they want to believe that Chavez and his supporters are liberators or some sort of heroes. Well, you know, if you think it's so great, come and live in Caracas.
Yeah, there you go. I'm glad that you said that. I got really criticized heavily for constantly bringing that up and coming up with evidence and saying, listen, this is what I'm telling you right here. So do you feel optimistic now that with Chavez gone and here we go again with a presidential election coming up and the second presidential election in over 6 months? Do you feel optimistic about the future for Venezuela?
To be honest, not in the short term. I wish I could say otherwise. I'm a big supporter of Capriles because I think that he has towed a very good line of, like, speaking about uniting the country, has not been vitriolic, talking about the rule of law and inclusion and doing this right for everyone. So that's all great. But unfortunately, I think that the playing field is just so uneven that, you know, Chavez had the advantage. You could say that, you know, Chavez, the death of Chavez was the loss of the most charismatic leader. So they've lost that. But everybody else is still in power. You still have a great ground game. They control the people who count the votes. They control the Supreme Court. They control the oil company, which the public sector has grown tremendously under Chavez. All of those people are obligated to vote for the Chavistas, which is now Maduro, Nicolas Maduro, the anointed successor. So he's at a terrible disadvantage. And in case you doubt it, I mean, Capriles came the closest ever to defeat Chavez, better than closer than anybody had come before in October. But then by their conceding that the how the electoral game was run, then you, in 2 months later in December, you saw how they were at a disadvantage. They lost a lot of state. So, you know, I think that was real evidence of how the game is rigged. So he's got an uphill battle.
Yeah. You know, there's people listening to this and they're saying, you know, and we have a lot of people that listen to us in South America and other places, but Americans listening to this are probably saying to themselves, well, why do we care about Venezuela? But I think they should care. Tell everybody why you think they should care about this election.
Well, they're absolutely, first of all, they're major oil exporters to the United States. Not only that, they are seen as the leaders of the Latin American left. The huge supporters of Iran, by the way, one of the key nodes for how Iran gets around its sanctions through they have access to the Venezuelan banking system, the shipping infrastructure of the oil company. They have subsidiary banks in Venezuela. They train terrorists that have killed hundreds of Americans, the Hezbollah. And, you know, they're harboring real enemies of the United States in a country that before that, you know, in the Venezuela I was born into, it was very American. It's become an enemy, and they're harboring America's greatest enemy, which is Iran.
Yeah,
so.
Absolutely. And Iran, as you well said, and that's it, an important ally, and not certainly not for the United States. So it is a wild game of chess. Depending on what happens, and talking about, you know, who's going to be if the hand-picked successor, if it's Maduro, if he ends up getting in, do you see more of the same? I mean, is he going to be tyrannical, or what do you see from him if he's the guy?
Well, I think so. Everybody, you know, there was a lot of talk that he would be more moderate, that he had been more moderate, that he was sort of more of a crowd pleaser and a pragmatist, and that Chavez had picked him because he was sort of slightly everybody's proxy. But he's a he's a foreign minister who had negotiated all the deals with Cuba, Iran, Belarus, Russia, everything else. So he has all those guys backing him. But he thought, oh, he was a little bit of a puppet under Chavez because he didn't want to offend him. But it often happens with these puppets. Once they get into power, you know, they become a strong man. And he has, by the way, he has spoken. We can absolutely expect him to be a strong man. By the way, he shouldn't even be in power now. Already the Constitution has been broken. He's now running as sort of the de facto president running for election. But really it should be Diosdado Cabello, who's the president of the National Assembly. So they're already breaking the rules. So I don't see why we should expect anything better. The only thing is, there's a little bit of a loss of faith because he has shown himself to be a little bit incompetent, not quite having the charisma, but they have all that power, so I wouldn't be too optimistic.
Last one, Dr. Newman, for this actual election day, April 14th, is there stuffing of ballot boxes? Do you think you get a true vote count, or what do you think happens as far as that's concerned?
No, you've got things happening on both ends, basically. You get a lot of fear, of fear-mongering. People, you know, there's before every election, there's a little story that comes out that the Chavistas might be able to track the votes. So you have people who think, well, if you vote against the government, you don't want to be on the wrong side of history. You don't want them to win, and then they know your name and that you voted against them. Don't forget, Venezuela was, I think, in 2006. They had their referendum, and they got all the names of the people who had signed it, and they published them publicly. A lot of those people lost their jobs or left the country. So, so you have fear and intimidation on the one hand, and then just outright cheating on the other. We also have evidence that in the past they've had people who voted who never actually existed or who died 50 years ago. So, there is stuffing of ballot boxes and coercion.
Wow. Well, we'll wait to see what happens there. Dr. Vanessa Newman, thanks so much. It was a pleasure having you on the show.
Thank you for having me on. Always a pleasure.
Thanks.
See you soon.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Yeah, isn't it interesting, as she said, and I said for the longest time, I didn't understand people propping up Chavez when he did unspeakable things to his own people. You know, give me a break. And she just verifies that same thing and why it's significant and why there should be some concern over who is it that steps in Venezuela. It's just such a pleasure, though, to not talk about Hugo Chavez, and he's not the guy running the country, thank goodness. When he got cancer and they were talking about it seemed as though, and that's the rhetoric that he was releasing, that he was beating it, but he really wasn't. He had taken a really bad turn. And once that happened, they were starting to prepare for, okay, you know, who's going to come in here. So this election is definitely a big deal. Oil, Iran, ties, think of the ties, Iran with Hezbollah, and the possibilities there. Think of people coming up through Mexico and then coming into the United States. Where are they coming from and what is it they're looking to do? And so I think there's a big concern as to who wins and what ultimately our relationship is with that country. Are we going to have a better relationship after all the tension that we had with Hugo Chavez? There is probably a good chance of that, depending on who it is that gets elected here, and if the country moves in a sort of a different direction. Maduro has accused the U.S. government of plotting to kill Capriles and then blaming it on his administration. And so they've done all this, like she's saying, game playing, planting stories, and whatnot. But the big thing is, think of the crude oil reserves and the economic host that they become to a lot of governments around Latin America. Hang with us.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali C. And the answer is, Ali C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boost resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali C. For more information and to order Ali C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali C.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Your freedoms are on the line. The Second Amendment is in danger. How soon before your freedoms are taken away? What can you not live without? What is your greatest dependency? Is it your guns? Is it your home? No, it's food. It all boils down to the food supply. Tyrannical governments control people by controlling their food supply. Don't be dependent. Be self-sufficient. Don't wait for the government to feed you. Feed yourself. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Do like Alex has done and get a supply of food from eFoods Direct. It's the best long-term
long-term storable food on the planet. Get the popular Mega Patriot Pack free, a 24-day supply of food plus stove, cook pot, and fuel. Call 800-250-1857 or go to efoodsdirect.com/Alex and get up to 20 Mega Patriot Packs free with purchase. Build your food supply, be in control, be self-sufficient, and be a patriot. Call 800-250-1857 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack today.
We've lived in this neighborhood for years. We have an alarm system and all of our doors have deadbolts. They kicked in our door and were in and out of our house in about 5 minutes. The police arrived in about 20 minutes, but they were long gone with our TV, jewelry, and my guns. I kept thinking, what if my family had been home? The police officer said that more than 85% of break-ins are through a door, and that deadbolts alone don't stop intruders. The officer told me to go to EasyArmor.net if we wanted something that would actually stop an intruder. Easy Armor reinforces all of the weak points on your doors and is guaranteed to prevent kick-ins. I was surprised at how little Easy Armor costs, and I installed Easy Armor in about 30 minutes.
Visit EasyArmor.net. That's the letters EasyArmor.net. Or call 888-58-ARMOR. That's 888-582-7667. EasyArmor.net. Ultimate door security made easy.
Gardeners, here comes another growing season, but don't use last year's soil. Maximize yields in your survival garden with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 is an organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant that provides a broad spectrum of beneficial microorganisms, enzymes, trace minerals, vitamins, and various organic acids. EM1 helps regulate the soil's pH level and its soil microbes, improving moisture retention and drought tolerance. Remember last year's dry conditions? EM1 from Terraganics is safe, chemical-free, and certified for use on all organic farms. It improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, and gives up to 20% more nutrient value in fruits and vegetables and greatly increases shelf life. And EM1 is so simple to use, just mix with water and apply. This year, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanix.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics, life's getting better.
On this vote, the yeas are 68, the nays are 31. Three-fifths of the senators duly chosen and sworn having voted in the affirmative. The motion is agreed to.
All right, big deal when it comes to guns. There was the vote to move forward in the Senate. Here's Nancy Pelosi talking about the vote.
I hope that when it comes to the House, we can have a vote. With the American people deserve a vote. The American people want a vote.
Let them vote. I say let them vote. Why not? You know, it's interesting. There's been a lot of emotion the last week and debate over the guns in general and the families, many of the families from the Sandy Hook shooting also on hand. And so two U.S. senators, a Democrat and a Republican, announced that they worked out that compromise. And then there you go. That was Joe Manchin and Pat Toomey. So now they get the Senate debate on gun legislation. And what happens in the House is a much different story, I think. And the two spaces and the vote, they would all have to meld together for it to become a law in the first place, and I don't know that I see that. I don't know that I see that happening. There still is a lot of room to go through what has been debated and what has happened with the potential of changing the laws on how you buy a gun, how you go about buying a gun, and how you exchange guns with family members, too. So it's absolutely the thing to watch to see what the vote is and what happens in the other chamber of Congress. We're going to zig and zag a couple of different directions here for odds and ends for this segment on ATN. And I don't want to shut everybody out. Remember, you can be a part of the show. 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. You know, the question is, when we talk about background checks, are you of the mind that what's the harm, what's the diff? You're going to get a gun and you're going to be Mr. or Miss law-abiding citizen, then go through the extensive check. Or, no, this is invasive, this is ridiculous, and it's more money, more red tape, and a waste of time, and it's not going to save anyone's lives. I think it's pretty clear there's no in-between with this. It's either one or the other. There really is no, there's no in-between. Either you think we need these stricter regs on it, or you think that no responsible people will ultimately do what they should do with guns, and then you're going to have some people that aren't responsible, and then you've got the people who want to harm people that have guns, that threaten people with guns. Now, I have a good friend of my mother's, great lady, who has been in our lives for, I don't know, I'm going to say 20 years. And she grew up in Northeast Philadelphia. When she was a teenager, her father was coming home one night, stopped at a red light. Somebody came up to the car, the window was open, and said, "Give me all your money." Stuck a gun in his face, and he gave him all the money. But then he was shot anyway. He, in one sense, was lucky he survived, but he was paralyzed as a result of it and didn't live very long. Died when he was, you know, 40 years old. Died at exactly 40 years old. So there's an example of the criminals in that same kind of area, which isn't necessarily a rough area, but this is many years later. A jeweler is a neighborhood jeweler. Everybody likes the neighborhood jeweler. Oh, he's so great, and he helps people, and he sponsors a baseball team, and he's the typical neighborhood guy, and people go to him for whatever they need with their jewelry. Robbers come in. Two guys with guns start to scuffle around demanding things and go looking for the wife, knowing that there's someone downstairs. Then a gunfight ensues. They had a gun, though, so the husband, the owner of the jewelry store, shot back when the two criminals had the guns and shot at him. As a result, he died. So that store is no more. They closed it. But he saved his wife because he did have a gun and he was able to use it. And one of the bad guys, if you will, was killed too in the shootout between the two of them, and the other one is in prison. So, you know, you have to look around you and hear the personal stories and just decide for yourself where you stand on it. So the senators agree to start debate on gun safety measures. Now they've renamed it. It's not so much gun control, gun safety. Gun safety measures, as after being pressed by the shooting victims, relatives of Americans that were killed in gun violence, the Senate will consider the new law that had faced the threat of filibuster by the Republicans. And the vote is pretty much what you would think. 68 yes, 50 were Democrats, 16 Republicans, of course 60 needed to pass, 31 no, 2 Democrats, 29 Republicans, only one didn't vote. And that's only one didn't vote, and that's the way that it went down. And it's also easy to break down where the vote went and where some of the no votes went. And there were some interesting statistics to look at. The no votes, the votes, yes. And you have a lot of yes votes. I could go through the list. I went through the list to look, like Lindsey Graham, Jeff Flake, and looking at David Vitter and or yes votes, yes, 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 and then the no votes included some interesting, included some interesting Democrats on it. So it's kind of a, it's kind of a mix. Ted Cruz was a no vote. John Cornyn was a no vote. Roy Blunt was a no vote. Charles Grassley, of course, Iowa, no vote. Ron Johnson, Wisconsin, a no vote. Mike Lee, a no vote. Marco Rubio, a no vote. Jeff Sessions in Alabama and Shelby, the two Alabama senators, no votes to debate it because they don't want to debate on this at whatsoever. And then the Democrats were some of the obvious people. Barbara Boxer, yes, of course. Max Baucus, yes, of course. The, like Lamar Alexander, he from Tennessee, Republican, he was a yes vote. And I mentioned that there were 16. So Tom Coburn from Oklahoma was a yes vote. Graham was a yes vote. Jeff Flake was a yes vote. And that's a mixture of some of the Republicans and even Pat Toomey, the Republican out of Pennsylvania, was a yes vote. And then the Reeds, the Murrays, those kind of people naturally voted yes. So, you know, there's going to be debate on it. And I don't think the debate thing is such a bad idea anyway. Let's bring out more. Let's try out more things and get people to understand where we are with guns. But I think if somebody who is a criminal wants to get a gun, they can get a gun. As a quick side note to that, Rick Warren, a very sad Pastor Rick, he lost his son over the weekend. Last weekend, he committed suicide. And Rick Warren tweeted, because people wanted to know, that his son killed himself with an unregistered gun purchased through the Internet. And he's been tweeting about his grief since his son committed suicide. And he said he forgives whoever sold the weapon. It's illegal in California to buy a gun without a background check, and purchasers are supposed to register their guns. Defacing a gun's serial number is a federal offense. The son of Rick Warren had struggled with depression for a long time. So they set up a mental health fund in his memory, which is a good thing, to try to maybe help somebody else. But they tried to do everything they could. And just what's interesting is serial numbers were missing. It was an unregistered gun. He got it through the Internet. Because people were curious as to how, you know, was he somebody who was a regular shooter or what happened? How did he have that gun? How did he get the gun in the first place? And just one quick side note, somebody sent me a link to this, but they've got emails now that are starting to come out of that show a history of illness in Adam Lanza's family. They talk about a genetic disorder that killed the his grandfather and whatnot, and these were private chats. Nancy Lanza said her son had been diagnosed with Asperger's syndrome, which is a sensory perception disorder that prevented him from recognizing pain and led him to not want any physical touch. And there were hundreds of emails that show that doctors had no explanation for the autoimmune disorder that that killed Nancy Lanza's grandfather in just 6 weeks. They say they found lesions on the brain. And what's interesting is, was there anything that would cause him to self-destruct? Was he carrying anything that came from his family? Hang with us. We're still hitting that road next as we're kicking the can to the other side.
Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what Pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Imagine waking one morning only to find your family shivering in the dark because you couldn't afford to pay your electric bill. That's closer than you think. You probably haven't heard about this yet because the liberal media has been suppressing what is fast becoming the most shocking news story of 2012. Obama's secret war on coal that could increase your already high power bill as much as 400% in coming months. As shocking as it sounds, it may well be just a matter of time before the lights start going out across America. But here's some good news. There's an underground video at exposed123.com that thousands of smart patriots have used to end their slavery to the corrupt electricity monopoly. The video at exposed123.com has already been banned by Google, and the liberal media is doing everything in its power to take it down and keep America in the dark. So watch it now at exposed123.com before it's too late. Again, that's exposed123.com.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop six hits. But what about the seventh? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Whoa, you know, you know, you know, you know, you must have been a beautiful baby. You must have been a beautiful child. When you were only starting to go to kindergarten, I bet you drove those other childs wild. Oh, yeah, oh, yeah, oh, yeah, when it came to winning Blue Ribbon. Well, I bet you taught the other kids how. Well, I can see the judge's eyes as they handed you the prize. I bet you took the cutest bow. Yeah, you must have been a beautiful baby. 'Cause baby, won't you look at you now? Come on, you wanna be.
All right, coming up for all of yous, we're going to check the mailbag. Man, you blow me away with the email. Don't be shy about calling 855-266-KATE. 855-266-5283. But first, are you shocked by the story the IRS doesn't think reasonable expectation of privacy applies to your emails? Are you stunned? Are you stunned? Now, let me say, as somebody who is kind of a student of the law, in 2010, there was an appeals court judgment that was held in the United States versus Warshak that email was protected by the Fourth Amendment and that government agents should obtain a probable cause warrant from a court before compelling any kind of email providers to hand over users' messages, regardless of whether they were stored on a server for more than 180 days. So, you know, now, of course, convenient ruling. It's inconsistent, confusing, and uncertain. IRS emails obtained by the ACLU show that the IRS avoided having to always get a warrant by continuing to exploit the ECPA loophole, which basically means, through the gobbledygook, that they can get their hands on emails older than 180 days with an administrative subpoena. You just show up at the, you know, which basically means showing that the information they're looking for is relevant to an ongoing investigation. Oh, my. Oh, my. How many people, raise your hand, if think that nothing of yours has been read ever? I see with my special infrared glasses that nobody has their hands up. Nobody has their hands up, although it's creepy to think of that, isn't it? The IRS reading your email. All right, upon further review, it is time I have decreed to go and check the mailbag.
You have mail, mistress.
Ah, thank you very much. And so this one comes to us from Jacob, who is listening to us in Texas. I don't want to be confused with the other Jake, so I said Jacob, but most people call me Jake. Hey, Kate, I've been listening to you now for quite some time. I don't know if you saw the story or not, but a California kid died after he was hit with a softball during gym class. It's interesting because we're talking about in New Hampshire doing away with kickball, and now you have a kid who dies because he was hit with a softball, and it was just kind of an improvised softball game that he was in the middle of.
Those things are big.
I was just going to say that. Those things are big.
And not soft.
Yes. If somebody chucked it at you hard enough, maybe there is that chance. Certainly, it was an accidental thing, and it's too bad, but it's a freaky accident thing. You just can't treat kids, and they didn't do it in this case. You can't treat kids like they're pieces of china, or you're going to be keeping that china in your house for a very long time. Let's put it that way, a very long time. Come on now. All right, here's another one. This one from Carl. Hello, America. Tonight, have seen a couple of really funny stories, meant to clip them and send them to you. But I did happen to read in one of the New York papers about a Chicago woman who fought a parking fine that really got out of hand and ended up being more than $100,000. Jennifer Fitzgerald filed a lawsuit last year against the city over $105,000 worth of tickets that police piled up on her car. The car was left for nearly 3 years in a parking lot at O'Hare International Airport. How does that happen? I bet a lot of the airport parking, if you were there an exorbitant amount of time, that car would be towed because they would mark it. I think they would mark it, so that's surprising that even that much time. Whew. Very surprising. Speaking of surprising, it was Liz that turned me on to the 42-inch rattlesnake. What do you do when you wake up and realize that there's a 42-inch rattlesnake staring back at you? I think somebody intentionally left it out, and that's how that snake ended up where it ended up. And, of course, it's dangerous. Ooh, even hearing the rattle of the snake is something else. Whew. Nasty. It's like the death rattle. Big time. Let's move on to, let's see here. Jenny says, Masters, I heard you say the other day, it's the toughest ticket in sports to get. Oh, amen, sister. It was so hard. My husband finally got tickets. I tried forever to get him and surprise him, and I could not get in. Even knowing a few of the right people, it is just that tough. You are correct. And there are certain rules and regulations you have to follow, or they might boot you out. All right, speaking of the Masters has a couple of interesting people in the lead. Sergio Garcia, one of them. Mark Leishman of Australia is number two. They are neck and neck. And Garcia matched his best score at the Masters on Thursday, a 666. No bogeys on his card. that makes a difference, starting off as hard as you can so that you don't drop back beyond the pack. And so you have Leishman, and then you have Tiger Woods a couple of strokes after that. He's looking for his fifth green jacket, and he had a shot at the start, a tee shot that knocked a cup of beer out of a spectator's hands. You know, they always have to practice their decorum, and I guarantee there were people that wanted to laugh out loud when they saw that happening. I mean, they wanted to burst a seam when that happened. So anything on moving day is possible. After heading into the weekend, you get into the weekend, and really, Rory McIlroy, there's so many people that could be contenders for this Masters, and it's not always the usual suspects. People think big name, big name, big name, but that's not always the case. Sometimes somebody slips in, and the field is pretty wide open. Pretty wide open, and there's some interesting couples around. Rory McIlroy, the Irish dude winning everything backwards and forwards, and his fiance Carolyn Wozniacki, who's also on hand, and there are other people that are there to cheer on their golfer friend or to walk the course with them or whatever it might be. They have that par 3 tournament, and there were a few people that turned some heads, including Wayne Gretzky's daughter, who's all very much grown up now, and she was out at the tournament because that just started. And the prestige of winning the Masters certainly can't be said enough. It's more than, oh, a green jacket and a check. It's the storied history of the Masters, which is why it's such a hard ticket to get, because even if somebody's not a golf fan and they're a sports fan, they want to be in the center of the action. All right, here's another one. This one from The Lip. You gotta like this. Yo, Kate. I always hear you giving a big shout-out to various parts of New Jersey, so I thought I'd give a shout-out to you. Love, 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 love the show. It looks pretty tough, Augusta. If you were invited to play there, would you go and play there? Well, yes. If I was invited to go there, of course. And they do have that where they pick numbers in the lottery system for people in the media covering the Masters who want to stay and actually get a shot at playing the course, because they don't open it up very much to the public.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.